Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to unpack the sources behind the headlines. Look, we all know mental health support is crucial, absolutely vital, but actually getting it, finding someone affordable, available, someone who, you know, gets you, that can feel almost impossible sometimes. So today, we're doing a deep dive into something called ASH. It's being described as the first AI built specifically for therapy. We're pulling insights straight from its recent product hunt launch, comments from founders, early users, the whole lot. Our mission here is to figure out what makes this AI different, genuinely different, and why it could actually be a pretty big deal for you.
Yeah, and it's definitely aiming high, trying to tackle a massive societal challenge, really. I mean, the scale of the therapist shortage is staggering. Some estimate put it at like 10,000 people for every one therapist.
10,000 to one.
Exactly. And that leads to, you know, year-long waiting lists, costs that are just prohibitive for so many, plus the difficulty of finding a therapist who really clicks with your background, your values. And here's a key thing. The data suggests most people, they only ever go to one traditional therapy session. Just one.
Only one. Huh.
Right. So ASH is designed to try and break down those barriers, reach people who are just, well, left out by the current system.
Okay, so that brings up a question for me right away. Most AI assistants, chatbots, whatever, they're built to be agreeable, right? They just validate what you say, which is fine sometimes.
Sure, for certain things.
But for actual growth, maybe not so much.
Yeah.
And that seems to be where ASH tries to be different. It's designed for what the creators call productive friction.
Mm-hmm.
So like, instead of saying, I'm sorry you're feeling that way, if you say, I'm angry.
Which is the standard AI response, yeah.
Ash might ask something like, why is anger a bad thing?
Interesting.
Yeah. Kind of pushes you to think deeper, doesn't it?
Mm. It absolutely does. And that productive friction, that's really key for genuine growth, psychologically speaking. Ash isn't just scraping the internet. It's built on a specific foundation model for psychology.
Okay, so trained differently.
Exactly. Trained on clinically relevant data. Things like CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy.
Right, helping reframe thoughts.
And DBT, dialectical behavior therapy, which is great for emotional regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And even psychodynamic approaches, you know, looking at deeper patterns. And crucially, it uses reinforcement learning. It learns what actually helps people have breakthroughs, not just what feels nice in the moment. It observes real change.
And it seems like users are noticing that difference. The feedback from the launch is pretty powerful. People saying they were blown away by how helpful it was, even at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, that accessibility is huge.
Totally. Others calling it transformational. One person said it brightened an inner flame that was almost out. Really evocative stuff.
Wow.
And get this. One user said it helped them solve a problem they'd been stuck on for a week in just 5 minutes.
5 minutes. That's impressive. Shows it can cut through things quickly sometimes.
Right. And another was so inspired, they decided to go back to school for a doctorate in psychology.
Now that is impact.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And practically, you can use voice or text. It remembers your past talks, gives you weekly insights. Seems pretty well featured.
And all this ties back to the team's mission. It's co-founded by Neil Parikh. People might know him from Casper, the mattress company. And Daniel Kahn, a machine learning engineer. They seem driven by a personal goal to make mental health accessible.
Right.
And they're very clear. This isn't about replacing human therapists. Not at all.
Okay, that's important.
It's about creating a new option, a different modality of care. One that's available 24/7, a complementary tool.
Makes sense.
And for anyone worried about privacy, they emphasize that data is encrypted. Only anonymized data, if you opt in, is used to improve the system.
So wrapping this up, what does this mean for you listening? Well, ASH seems to represent a genuinely novel approach. It's tackling those big issues.
Yeah.
Access, cost, personalization. And it's offering a kind of support focused on growth and digging deeper, available whenever you might need it.
Yeah, it really makes you think, doesn't it? How will AI keep evolving in this space, moving beyond just basic support towards fostering real, deep, personal insight, lasting growth? And what could that mean for all of us, for our collective well-being? Maybe moving towards a future where this kind of transformative support isn't, you know, a luxury, but just available, a fundamental right, maybe, something to consider.